Welcome to this podcast. And I had no idea that I was going to make a podcast until a few seconds ago. And I thought, well, why don't I do a podcast about what's on my mind? So here goes. Over in Las Vegas at the moment, which incidentally translates as the Meadows, and I only found that out today. But over in Las Vegas at the moment is a big conference. It's a conference I would like to be at, and it's called a New Media Expo. And there are all sorts of people there, including Boy Jane from Audio Blue, or not from Audio Blue, but my great friend and Ian Cleary, who I don't know whether he's ever used Audio Blue, but I certainly have had a conversation with him recorded on Audio Blue, and you can find it in the background. But the point about this is, and so is Chris Brogan, and so are people that if I start naming them, Brandy McCallum, for example, is there. Chris Brogan's dad is there. I think his mum is there too. But so there are a whole lot of people who I think about very often at this conference. And I think, so, oh God, I'd love to be there. And I am a bit disappointed that there isn't live streaming from it. And that's what started me off in relation to this audio book. The disappointment I have that I can't tune in live to what's going on. In this day and age of interconnectivity, etc., why isn't this cutting edge gathering in Las Vegas, which is very big, by the way? This is not a small intimate. There may be intimate sessions within it, but there are an awful lot of people there, and an awful lot of people who have an awful lot of followers. And that's the point I come to now. The disappointment I feel and disgruntlement that I have felt here in Ireland for a long time about how many conferences and events and festivals are not sharing themselves live with the audience who can't, or the potential audience who can't get there. I mean, I'm pissed off, let me be very blunt, pissed off about the number of times I go to an event, like a concert or a, let's just call it a concert particularly, and there's an announcement at the beginning which asks you to turn off your recording devices, asks you to not take photographs, etc., etc. When, I'm only dying for the day when you'll go to a conference, as a concert, and there'll be an announcement at the beginning which says, please make sure you have your smart devices ready to share the content of what's going on here with the wider world, because we're more than aware that it's a pity there aren't people in Chicago, New York, Tokyo, Beijing, wherever, able to be with us today. Either because they haven't got the money to get here, or because they were here recently and they've got other priorities, they can't travel again, or because they've got a disability, or whatever that's preventing them from getting to it. In other words, we live in a world where we have, for good or ill, we have developed the capacity of bringing a global village into existence. And yet we're faffing around in a rather inept manner around the issues of sharing. Back in 1999, in a book called The Clue Train, well, in something that became a book, but in a piece of work called The Clue Train Manifesto, four people put together a manifesto for the age in which we live.
And I can't quote you from it right now because I'm actually doing something that prevents me from picking up a book. But these people spelled it out. These people spelled out exactly the kind of future we were heading into in 1999, where, you know, everything will be shareable. Opinions will be shareable. Content, bit of a bloody awful word, content. But all the kind of music, all the imagery, all the text, all the, you know, we'll be able to share them with people who aren't fortunate enough to be there with us. And we, and I'm not including you in the we now, but I'm stuck for a better way of putting it. We're faffing around in a way that my daughter's generation will laugh at us about, with them not doing it as well as it can be done. Even though we have all of the technology we need, you know, we have all of the intelligence we need, and we certainly have all of the incentive we need, because we've never been more curious than we are today. There have never been so many curious people in the world today. Everybody wants to know what's going on the other side of the mountain. You know, and these days they're actually, you know, bloody well going up the mountain to look down the other side. In the old days, people were curious about what went on the other side of the mountain, just as soon as they realised that the mountain did actually have another side. So what am I disgruntled about, and am I going to stay disgruntled about it? I'm disgruntled about the fact that it isn't taken for granted and designed in from the word go. How will we communicate what's going on at this event live? I'm not talking about afterwards, when it's all over. We'll produce 95 YouTube videos about what went on. I mean, at the moment in time. Now, Twitter is phenomenal. You get this wonderful ability to follow a hashtag. That's the absolute best thing you can do. People are putting photographs on Instagram. I can see what's going on in Las Vegas today by simply going on to various things on Instagram, and I can find out what is this person or that person doing. And I bet you if I was really good at it, I could put the hashtag NMX into Instagram, and I'd actually get photographs. I just thought about that just now. But, you know, I'm not getting the fullness of what I would like, because I'll have other things on my mind next week, you know. I don't want to be going back into the concert the week after. I want to be able to see, oh, something's coming up. Great. I can't get there, but I will be able to be there virtually. And the sooner we collectively, and I include, you know, the people who are the software people, the people who are the hardware people, the people who are, you know, myself, you know, I need to agitate and push a bit more for this. I feel I'm much too polite about the fact that I'm denied what I want. So I'm going to be pushing a lot during 2014 on this score. So let's take, for example, a simple thing, the Cork Jazz Festival. Very big, very important, you know, terrific, amazing event. I want the Cork Jazz Festival to be live for people in Chicago, live for people in Melbourne, Perth, Sydney, Brisbane. What's going on out there? Never mind. Anyway, I want all that. And I'm not going to be satisfied, you know, unless it's there. So I want the Cork Jazz Festival to realise that the people in the room are a tiny fraction of the people for whom that value can be shared, that those goodies can be. I want the box of chocolates offered round to more than the first few people who get their grubby little mints on it. And I say that with all the love and wish that I could be at Las Vegas this week. So there it is, folks. I've had my disgruntlement. You know, if you feel that you're already under the same flag, then let's collaborate. All the people who need to be persuaded, we don't have to worry about them. We just get all the people who are in favour of sharing the goodies live now. Get us all talking together. Let's build a critical mass, and let's get to a tipping point. Let's take old good old Malcolm Gladwell's view. We don't need to persuade everybody. We only need to persuade, you know, enough people to make a tipping point. And then we'll find that you won't get funding for your event from corporates, or you won't get funding from the government, or you won't get funding from philanthropists, unless you actually have a sharing strategy that is non-exclusive, that is open, an open sharing, you know, equal opportunity sharing for all, including people who, you know, can't afford to get there. You know, let's open this whole wide world open a heck of a lot more than it's open at the moment, and roll on the day when the conductor of a concert comes out and makes an announcement from the front of the stage saying, please spread this wonderful music that I've been practicing with this wonderful orchestra all month. Please spread it to people who are not fortunate enough to be with you here in the room tonight. You know, obviously I'm not talking about, you know, flash cameras going off at the wrong time. Let's be very sensible. Anyway, I digress. Anyway, there we are. That's my new flag. All the best. Bye.